Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
The story at the center of the book is a true crime story of murder, wrongful conviction, and the personal investigation of the creator of Sherlock Holmes. Just before Christmas in 1908 in Glasgow, Scotland, a wealthy, reclusive 82-year-old woman named Marion Gilchrist was found brutally murdered in her elegant Glasgow flat. The police very quickly settled upon a suspect, Arthur Slater, a 36-year-old German Jewish immigrant who was reported to earn his living as a gambler. Although the police learned within a week that Slater could not possibly have committed the crime, he was just the type of person they wanted to run out of their city anyway, so they framed him. They coached witnesses, they suborned perjury, they suppressed exculpatory evidence, and in the spring of 1909, Oscar Slater was convicted and sentenced to hang. He missed the gallows by 48 hours in an incident that still gives me chills. He had made arrangements for his own burial and could hear the scaffold being erected outside his cell. There was enough public unease about the conviction, however, that 2 days before he was sentenced to die, his death sentence was commuted to life at hard labor. He spent the next 18 and a half years breaking up enormous blocks of granite at a godforsaken Victorian hellhouse of a prison in northern Scotland. He eventually smuggles out a message to Arthur Conan Doyle, who, besides being a crime fiction writer, is passionately interested in true crime and in social justice. Conan Doyle's personal reinvestigation of Oscar Slater's conviction wins Slater his freedom after 18 and a half years.
Poslušajte ponovo.
The story at the center of the book is a true crime story of murder, wrongful conviction, and the personal investigation of the creator of Sherlock Holmes. Just before Christmas in 1908 in Glasgow, Scotland, a wealthy, reclusive 82-year-old woman named Marion Gilchrist was found brutally murdered in her elegant Glasgow flat. The police very quickly settled upon a suspect, Arthur Slater, a 36-year-old German Jewish immigrant who was reported to earn his living as a gambler. although the police learned within a week that Slater could not possibly have committed the crime, he was just the type of person they wanted to run out of their city anyway. So they framed him, they coached witnesses, they suborned perjury, they suppressed exculpatory evidence, and in the spring of 1909, Oscar Slater was convicted and sentenced to hang. He missed the gallows by 48 hours. In an incident that still gives me chills, he had made arrangements for his own burial and could hear the scaffold being erected outside his cell. There was enough public unease about the conviction, however, that 2 days before he was sentenced to die, his death sentence was commuted to life at hard labor. He spent the next 18 and a half years breaking up enormous blocks of granite at a godforsaken Victorian hell house of a prison in northern Scotland. He eventually smuggles out a message to Arthur Conan Doyle, who, besides being a crime fiction writer, is passionately interested in true crime and in social justice. Conan Doyle's personal reinvestigation of Oscar Slater's conviction wins Slater his freedom after 18 and a half years.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
We start, though, as I mentioned, moving between Ghana and London with Hold, the acclaimed first novel from Michael Donker. Currently also an English teacher at a top London girls' school, Donker's Ghanaian parents would apparently have preferred him to be a doctor or a lawyer. But his determination to write was on early display. He wrote his first novel at the age of 8, featuring three bears on a quest to get to the Eurovision Song Contest. Donker's adult debut is less whimsical, but equally imaginative. It describes the story of Belinda, a housemaid in Ghana, uprooted and sent to London to act as companion to her well-to-do host family's troubled daughter, Amma, in return for an education. Belinda leaves behind Mary, a younger servant, who has always relied on Belinda's wisdom and guidance. Michael Donker joins me now. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
In Hold, you're exploring two female friendships, one between Belinda and Mary, and then, of course, the more predominant one between Belinda and Amma. So what was it about these young girls' experience that interested you?
When I was reflecting on Ghanaian culture and the way that Ghanaian families operate, I was interested in the idea that they're incredibly patriarchal and that female experience is often kind of overlooked, actually. And I wanted to kind of redress that in these stories. And I was really fascinated by the ways in which Ghanaian women relate to one another, the kind of private, tender, intimate moments they have with one another, the language that they use with one another. So those were the things that kind of inspired that particular aspect of the novel.
Poslušajte ponovo.
We start there, as I mentioned, moving between Ghana and London with Hold, the acclaimed first novel from Michael Donker. Currently also an English teacher at a top London girls' school, Donker's Ghanaian parents would apparently have preferred him to be a doctor or a lawyer. But his determination to write was on early display. He wrote his first novel at the age of 8, featuring three bears on a quest to get to the Eurovision Song Contest. Donker's adult debut is less whimsical, but equally imaginative. It describes the story of Belinda, a housemaid in Ghana, uprooted and sent to London to act as companion to her well-to-do host family's troubled daughter, Amma, in return for an education. Belinda leaves behind Mary, a younger servant, who has always relied on Belinda's wisdom and guidance. Michael Donker joins me now. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
In Hold, you're exploring two female friendships, one between Belinda and Mary, and then, of course, the more predominant one between Belinda and Amma. So what was it about these young girls' experience that interested you?
When I was reflecting on Ghanaian culture and the way that Ghanaian families operate, I was interested in the idea that they're incredibly patriarchal and that female experience is often kind of overlooked, actually. And I wanted to kind of redress that in these stories. And I was really fascinated by the ways in which Ghanaian women relate to one another, the kind of private, tender, intimate moments they have with one another, the language that they use with one another. So those were the things that kind of inspired that particular aspect of the novel.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.